بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we will begin a new chapter with the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, and I hope that we do not need that chapter, but we have to know it because it is part of our religion that we know things so that once we are in need for them, they are there and ready to be used. This chapter is the chapter of divorce, and it is in our series of Umdat al-Ahkam. And the first hadith is hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father. Hadith number 318. Who would like to read that for us?
Narrated Abdullah bin Umar that he had divorced his wife while she was menstruating during the lifetime of Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar bin al-Khattab mentioned that to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet was angered by that and said, "Order him, your son, to take her back and keep her till she is clean, and then to wait till she gets her next period and becomes clean again. Whereupon, if he wishes to divorce her, he can divorce her before having sexual intercourse with her, and that is the prescribed period which Allah Azza wa Jal has fixed." In another narration, until she gets her next period, other than the one he divorced her in. And in another narration, it was counted as a divorce, and Ibn Umar reconciled with her as he was ordered by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Now this hadith deals with the issue of divorce. In a nutshell, Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, loved his wife a lot. Umar did not love in-law of his. So he ordered his son to divorce her. So he divorced her. But he failed to divorce her in the right time, because divorce has a right time and a wrong time. And this is known as Sunni divorce or permissible divorce, and innovated divorce or prohibited divorce. And there are a lot of issues in this hadith that have to be clarified. Among them, why would Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, order his son to divorce his wife? This is something we have no knowledge of, but we know that Umar is the second man in the Muslim Ummah. He's the best second person after the Prophet ﷺ and after Abu Bakr. And we know that he is wise, and that we know that the Prophet ﷺ praised him a lot by saying, if there were to be a prophet, Umar would have been a prophet. But there is no prophet after me, sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. No prophet at all. And we know that Umar used to be inspired by Allah. And this is something only Umar had, so that he would go to the Prophet and say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you were to do this, then I think it's better. And the revelation would come from Allah stating that, yes, this is what you should have chosen, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet. So we have to understand that Umar is not like us. Therefore, if someone comes to me and says, my father orders me to divorce my wife, my mother orders me to divorce my wife, what should I do? He or she will be extremely angry, and they pledge not to talk to me if I do not divorce. What to do? We would say, let us look into this case and see what this woman really is. If she's evil, if she misbehaves with your mother and father, if she says bad words about your family, if she's not a good practicing Muslimah, in this case, you have to obey your parents. Divorce her. But if she is not, if she is, mashallah, a good woman, a kind woman, a loving woman, and she never says anything bad about your family, what is the ruling on that? The answer is, do not obey your parents. They will be angry. Let them be angry. They will not talk to me. Let them not talk to you, because they are the wrongdoers. Okay, Umar ordered his son to divorce his wife, and he did obey him. The Prophet told him to obey his father, Ibn Taymiyyah, and a lot of the imams, and if I may recall correctly, I think it's Malik ibn Anas as well, that a man came to him and he said, my father orders me to divorce my wife. He said, do not obey him. So the man said, Umar ordered his son to divorce his wife, and he divorced her. The Imam said, when your father is like Umar, divorce her. Meaning that not everyone is in the same intellect and wisdom and fairness of Umar. Second issue that we would like to discuss, which is related to the divorce. In Islam, Allah says in the beginning, there is a chapter in the Quran called the chapter of At-Talaq, divorce. And it begins with, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِذَا طَلَّقُتُمُ النِّسَاءِ فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ وَأَحْصُوا الْعِدَّةِ Calculate it. So Allah is addressing the Prophet, if you, Prophet of Allah, and the believers as well, want to divorce, you have to divorce women to their specific period, specific time, and you have to calculate. Which means that there is a specific time mentioned in the ayah, in this hadith, in other hadiths, which made the scholars differentiate between when it's permissible and when it is not. So what is the time that it is permissible for a man to divorce his woman, his wife, if there were a need to divorce her, to separate from her? They say, first of all, if she is pregnant. If he knows that she's pregnant and he divorces her, divorce takes place. And this is the consensus of all scholars. So why would it be permissible? Because usually when a person's wife is pregnant, he would not divorce her because he's afraid for his child to be raised in a separated family. So he would probably think twice. But if he really needs to divorce, then the divorce takes place while she's pregnant. The second time or the second status or situation where divorce does take place and it is part of the sunnah, it is halal, is when a person divorces his wife in the state of purity, in the state of tuhr, which he did not have any sexual intercourse with. And I'll give you an example. And this is part of the beauty of Islam. A man and a woman have an argument, a heated argument. And the man feels that this is it, I'm going to divorce my wife. But then he remembers that he had intimacy with her a couple of nights ago. And Islam tells you, you cannot divorce her unless she is in the state of purity that you did not have sexual intercourse with. What would happen? In this case, the man is forced by the Quran and the Sunnah not to say the word of divorce. He's angry. Wait until she gets her menses. And then she is pure for her menses. And only then you can divorce her. And in 99.9% of all cases of divorce, if a Muslim does this, he will never divorce. Why? Because Shaytan comes at that specific time to tell him, divorce, divorce, divorce. And she tells him, you're not a man, you can't divorce me. If you're a man, divorce me. And all of the devils come into his mind, his rage, his anger. He wants to, but then he remembers that I'm a practicing Muslim, I can't. Allah tells me I have to wait. So he waits until she gets her period. Maybe she gets her period after 2 weeks. And today he wants to divorce. No, 14 days to go. Tomorrow, 13 days to go. Day after tomorrow, do I have to divorce? 11 days to go. Wallahi, akhi, she has a lot of good things in her. 5 days to go for her menses. I love this woman. She cooks beautiful food. 2 days for her menses. Wallahi, akhi, she looks gorgeous when she is dressing and putting the perfume. And she always sends my mother things, and she's kind. She gets her menses. I cannot touch her now. I cannot get closer. I can't have intimacy. She's over her menses after 6 or 7 days. She takes her ghusl. She's pure. She's clean. She's ready. Come on, divorce. Well, maybe next month. maybe not. Shaitan is gone because Shaitan is present now. Wait. Be patient. And this is one of the beautiful ways to deter and to stop a person from divorcing. So these are the two types of Sunni or halal or permissible divorce: in pregnancy or in a state of purity that he had no intimacy with. Understood, inshallah? We move on to the haram or the bid'i or the innovative divorce. Number one, if she has her menses. So if she has her menses, this is forbidden for me to say the word of talaq. I have to wait until she's pure. And then if I want to divorce, yes. If I don't, alhamdulillah, and usually it will go away. The second is if she is in her purity, but I had already had intimacy with. So what to do? Wait until she gets her menses and then she's pure. Then I may or may not divorce. The issue of dispute among scholars, which this hadith highlights, is what happens if a man divorces his wife in the forbidden or the innovative divorce? Does it take place or not? The first two, the Sunni divorce, definitely, it takes place immediately. Khalas, the minute he says, you divorced, it's over. And we will come to revocable and irrevocable divorce, but later on, inshallah, as we will study the other hadiths. So the issue now is, a man has an argument with his wife and he divorces her. Does the divorce take place if she is in her menses, or does the divorce take place if she is in the state of purity that he had already had intimacy with? This is what we will find out, inshallah, after the break, so stay tuned.